This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 2nd. God's word for you today is all in. Our scripture reading is taken from Esther 4, verse 15 to 16. And it says, "Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai, 'Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die.'" In God, you put all your eggs in one basket and you hand it over to God. That was what Esther did, as we see in our anchor scripture today. Esther put all her eggs in God's basket. The world says to us, do not put all your eggs in one basket. What if God fails? You must have another option. Where I stand and where you should stand also is, if God fails, we are in trouble because we do not have any other option. But God never, ever, ever, ever fails. So you and I will not fail. Years ago, God gave me an instruction. He said, I should do certain things, and I did. However, it was so costly that I felt I was losing out on life. I knew I was doing what God wanted me to do, but I felt I was losing out on the things that were happening. I was seeing people doing things, and there I was, obeying God. I was at a conference in Jos at the time, and while I was praying, God spoke to me using the story of Rebekah and Jacob. He said, "If you become a curse, let the curse be on me. If you become a disgrace, then I have become a disgrace." That day, I was free. I said to God, "Where else do you want me to go, Lord?" Looking back over 2 decades, I am grateful I obeyed God. It has to be all or nothing, because God cannot walk until we commit. And not just commit, until we commit our all to him. The second story is that of King Jehoash. In 2 Kings 13, verse 14 to 19, please read. In this passage, we see the components of spiritual victory. The prophetic proclamation is the first component of spiritual victory. 2 Kings 13, verse 17 says, "Then he commanded, 'Open that eastern window,' and he opened it. Then he said, 'Shoot.' So he shot an arrow. Elisha exclaimed, 'This is the Lord's arrow, an arrow of victory over Aram, for you will completely conquer the Arameans at Aphek.'" And the second is a prophetic demonstration. 2 Kings 13, verse 18 to 19. "Then he said, 'Now pick up the other arrows and strike them against the ground.' So the king picked them up and struck the ground 3 times. But the man of God was angry with him. 'You should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times, he exclaimed. "Then you would have beaten Aram until it was entirely destroyed. Now you will be victorious only 3 times. Some certain things represent Aram in your marriage, in your businesses, in your health, in your finances. You will completely wipe them out in the mighty name of Jesus." But was Elisha lying? After all, he just said the king will win completely. If the prophetic demonstration is not complete, the prophetic proclamation will not be fulfilled. There can only be victory as far as the prophetic demonstration goes. The king struck the ground only 3 times, and Elisha was angry and said, "He will win only 3 times. The prophetic proclamation and prophetic action work together. Some things can be done for you prophetically, but there are things that you must do for yourself. Let us pray. Father, please infuse me afresh with your spirit of counsel and might. Empower me to completely claim the victories you have proclaimed over me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.